This is Sports on KIOW. Hello, everyone. I'm Josiah Cleveland. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says Caitlin Clark has become a political football amid debates about officiating and physical play in the WNBA, spurred by a recent play involving the star guard and Phoenix Mercury forward Alyssa Thomas. Silver spoke during an onstage conversation with Andrew Ross Sorkin at the Game Plan Summit presented by CNBC and Boardroom. The play happened during a June 24th game between the Fever and Mercury when Thomas made contact with her fist to Clark's throat. Thomas was not called for a foul on the play during the game, but the league subsequently upgraded the play to a flagrant foul penalty 2 and suspended her for one game. Major League Baseball is set to have its earliest opening day next year on March 24th, except for international games, if there is an opening day. MLB said Thursday its 2027 season will start with a single game to be televised that night by Netflix. The teams have not been chosen. Baseball's labor contract expires on December 1st and a management lockout is expected. In 2022, an agreement wasn't reached until March 10th, causing opening day to be pushed back from March 31st to April 7th. LeBron James remains undecided about where he'll play next season. The NBA's all-time scoring leader and current free agent spoke Thursday but didn't reveal his next team choice. Fans at Fanatics Fest in New York eagerly awaited his decision. James, recording an episode of his Mind the Game podcast, mentioned teams such as Cleveland, Miami, and Golden State, but gave no hints. He confirmed leaving the Lakers after 8 seasons. James, the NBA's oldest active player, has a storied career and is entering his 24th season. Speculation continues as fans await his next move. The start time for the MLB game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies on Thursday in Philadelphia was moved up 1 hour due to air quality concerns due to wildfire smoke from Canada and northern Minnesota, and an MLS game in Chicago was postponed. Heavy, pungent wildfire smoke darkened skies in the United States from the Great Lakes to part of the East Coast, reducing visibility and prompting warnings that breathing the air outside could be dangerous. Officials in many cities urged residents to stay inside or wear masks outside as air quality reached unhealthy to hazardous levels, meaning it's unhealthy for anyone, regardless of health conditions. That's sports on KIOW. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Josiah Cleveland.